Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q and Gay number, fuck, is it 11?
It's 11.
11. Number 11.
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
I hate us so much. Like,
yeah.
What is happening around here? I hate it here. Thank you all for listening for this long. Some of you listening are probably like, I just joined this episode and I'm out. I'm already out.
They seem exhausted.
This sounds miserable.
And we, in all fairness, we've been miserable from episode zero, but not related to the podcast. This is the least miserable part of my life.
This is truly the highlight. We're just saying something.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening, though, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow or subscribe, whatever platform you're on. And if there's a possibility to, please rate us 5 stars only. And also leave us a little note. We read them all. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And you can click the link in our bio to find out more about our Patreon tiers, as well as our merch. You can follow us over on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. And you can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Breanne Williamson.
You done?
Yeah, I got there.
Yeah.
It took a lot.
I could see the light dying from your eyes.
I felt like Mariah Carey when she was trying to do a note and it started just going at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's
I was like, I'm still
this
here.
This is the best I have.
That, have you seen that when she does the New Year's Eve countdown and they just like, she just walks around the stage.
She's like,
she's just like, whatever. She's like, I'm getting paid like $20 million
checks in the
for
bank,
this.
Bitch.
Already cashed. Yeah. That's us on episode 110. Except there's no checks.
Zero check cashed.
$0 in the bank, baby. Oh my God. This is a episode where we answer your questions that you've asked us over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And let's just dive right in.
Yeah, not specific questions, because we do the specific, Brie and I specifically talk about specific questions, specifically in every 10 episodes on the 5, which really blows Brie's mind every time I say that. She can't understand what that means.
I don't think anyone else does either.
You know? I don't care.
It's too fancy. It's too fancy.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know me. Me and my big speaks. Big speaks, good words.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that differentiation.
Got it.
No one knows what the fuck you
mean. This is where we fight about grilled cheese. Yes. That is what Q and Gay has come to.
Yes, exactly. There are the types of episodes where we answer life-changing questions for people and hopefully give them life-changing advice.
Yes.
And then there's the episodes where
there
we talk about grilled cheese.
Bi-monthly episodes that we like basically like fight in Jell-O, like mud wrestle. That's what that is the like metaphor for this whole episode.
That's
style.
What you can expect today.
A mud wrestle of the minds, if you will.
This is an extra special Q&A episode because we have been drinking as well, I should say.
That's no different.
Okay. Might explain some things that we're about to say. All right. I'm going to just kick this one off, and it makes me sad, this question, to be honest, because I don't know the answer. What is your favorite queer book? No, but that makes me sad, too.
I can't read, so this one's off to you.
No, like, isn't that sad? I can't think of a queer book that I really like that, like, I'm thinking, like, a fiction novel. Like, when I was growing up, I would read, like, books like Harry Potter and stuff written by she who will not be named.
Yeah.
But now, I can't think of a fun story that is queer-based.
You know, it's really... Okay, so I can read, just you know, but I do really hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate reading. I'm not a reader. It bores me to tears, so this question is not really for me. But when I think about the books that I read, the, like, 5 books that I've read in my life, I've talked about this before, but one of them was about a girl who, like, her mom was basically, like, a cam girl, and then she goes to a lake with, like, another, like, child friend, and the girl's like, your mom's a cam girl, and she kills the other girl at a lake. So that was one of them. Oh. And then the other one I read was, it's kind of a funny story.
I don't know what the fuck.
That like, about. that it's now a movie with, Emma
Stone.
Nope.
Watson.
Nope.
Roberts.
That's the one. Thompson. Yeah. With Emma Roberts. And it's like about some kid who goes to basically like a 5150 kind of like mental section of a hospital. And those are like the two books that I remember reading. Wow. So.
Okay, well, this really shaped you.
Yeah.
As a person, anyways, clearly.
That's my answer.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my answer, because it's a shame that I can't think of more that would just come off the top of my head that I could even recommend. So do that. If you follow us on at I Can Explain Podcast, DM us and let us know your favorite queer books.
Yeah.
And we'll share them on our stories.
I love that.
Okay. For the people that do like to read.
Or can.
Okay. What is your current favorite? I just love that this person said this way. What is your current favorite dish? I love when people say that.
Oh, I love a dish.
Your favorite dish. Like, don't you love that?
It just makes sense. It's a mug.
Fucking hate you.
Did you like the reference?
I hate you.
Dude, remember when they asked Demi Lovato that question?
No.
They were like, what's your favorite dish? And she said a mug. Anyways,
no, she didn't.
She did, yeah. I think, still to this day, I think she was joking. But anyways. my favorite dish currently.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Is that like that you make? Is that how you're taking it? Or that you partake in?
Well, they said try any new recipes during the pandemic. So I'm assuming they mean that you make.
Oh, okay. I have been so hardcore into soups recently because it's fall. It's just like soup time. And then I dip. Here we go. Dip a grilled cheese. I'm going to start the fight again.
I thought you were going to start saying that you're almost out of your cereal box. You've been having so much soup.
What?
Remember last time you told me cereal?
Oh, okay. Soup? Yeah. I've been really into soup. I've just been going through the boxes of it like crazy.
Those Cheerios are out the door as soon as they come in.
Yeah. No, I have, maybe if people want it, I'll drop the recipe. Breeze had it before, but you liked it.
Oh, actually, it's very good. Yeah. It's delicious.
Like a roasted red pepper tomato soup that I dip a little vegan grilly in. That's probably my current favorite dish.
That is delicious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Have I ever told the story on this podcast of how psychotic I was as a child that when I went to restaurants, I wouldn't order fries, I would order soup?
No.
As a child.
I don't think you have.
Like, you know, when a kid goes to a restaurant, they want a kid's menu. I'd be like, hi, the soup menu, please.
Soup du jour. Yeah.
Like, when my parents tell me the things about me as a child, I'm like, it all makes sense.
It does. Yeah. It really does. My favorite dish, the fact that we're so basic, is a sandwich. I was off sandwiches for a long time.
Okay.
Okay.
Walk me through that.
I didn't eat sandwiches for a long time. I think because when you're a kid and you have sandwiches a lot, and then all of a sudden you get a car and you get your own credit card and you can go to wherever you want, why would you get a sandwich? Because you always had sandwiches.
Okay.
Right? Like my mom, for me particularly, would always make us sandwiches. Or for school, my dad on the weekends would be like, do you want a sandwich?
Right.
So like there were years there where I distanced myself from the sandwich.
Okay.
Because it just seemed like, why would I pay for a sandwich?
Sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it also seemed like a lot when I would go grocery shopping to get all the ingredients for the sandwich.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I'm going to have a sandwich, I want lots of ingredients. I'm not like a ham and cheese and bread kind of gal.
Yeah, and you can't buy ingredients to make one. You're like, no, I need to eat
you're committed
the same
for the
sandwich.
Week. This is the thing. It's like when you're a mom or a dad and you buy a sandwich, like, or you buy sandwich stuff, you know what I mean? A sandwich list, per se.
Yeah.
That goes quick because you're doing it for the whole fam.
Yeah, that's like four sandwiches right there.
Yeah, but I got to buy a fucking loaf of bread. And then I got to buy, or a bag of buns.
Yeah.
And then I got to buy a head of lettuce. And then I got to buy fucking a whole cucumber for four slices that I want on my sandwich.
Okay, so what brought you back
thing
to sandwiches?
Thing of sprouts, you know how fast sprouts go out in the refrigerator?
Like,
they last
go
like
off.
3 days.
Yeah, and then they smell like the worst thing you've
and you're
ever
like,
smelled.
Ew.
Yeah.
But initially, fantastic for a sandwich.
Okay.
So
all I'm hearing is sandwich hatred right now.
But then I got past it because I thought, you know what? Why am I allowing all these barriers to come in between me and a sandwich? Because I really want a sandwich. And when I tell you, when I finally made that happen for myself, all I wanted to do was eat sandwiches.
So have you been making them or have you been buying them? I've been making them. Also, isn't it wild that when you get a sandwich, a burrito, and maybe let's just start with those two. A sandwich and a burrito anywhere, they are infinitely better than, like, anything you can make at home.
I know. And it really irritates me. Like, what do they put in it?
Yeah.
Like, why can I not make a burrito taste the same at home?
Like, I'm just stacking shit in a tortilla and then rolling it. What am I missing out on here?
Yeah. What am I fucking up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're back on the sandwiches.
I'm back on the sandwiches, and they're very, like, basic white people sandwiches.
Like, walk me through one.
Okay, my sandwich that I love to have is I get a, they call them Portuguese buns.
Yeah, I've heard of them, yes.
Okay. When you weren't having the soup du jour, yeah. I dip a Portuguese bun
in my soup du jour.
Okay, yes. So you buy a bag of Portuguese buns, and then I get the sprouts, which is always a risky choice, and I always end up wasting half of it, which is horrendous.
Yeah.
But it happens. I can't when eat that,
like,
many sprouts.
When you're like, I know I need to make this sandwich within an hour of buying these sprouts, or half of them are rotten.
And you should see how high I stack those sprouts in my sandwich.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I only got 2 days of this. I got to get them on there. And then I buy a cucumber. So I've got sprouts, cucumber, Portuguese bun. I'll do avocado.
Okay.
Half an avocado.
Very fresh.
Yeah, very fresh. And maybe like a Swiss cheese.
Mm.
And then, this is where I lose you. Swiss cheese. And then I'll do like a spicy salami of some sort.
Lost me again.
Sopressata, calabrese, delicious, really. And then I really love mustard. So I'll do regular mustard, Dijon mustard, and a spicy mustard.
That's a lot of mustard, girl.
Small amounts of each, but the blend is what I prefer, which makes me think that eventually I should create my own mustard, because why can't I find one that does all those things for me?
A spicy Dijon that's creamy, kind of?
No, yeah, but that's also, like, regular mustard, like kids' mustard.
Ew, no, like yellow mustard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like I put yellow mustard, and then I'll put, like, grainy Dijon, and then I'll put, like, a smoky, like, honey kind of mustard.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that you found this, but please never make me one of these sandwiches.
And then, like, salt and pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
It's delicious. Seriously, it makes me feel good about my life.
Yeah.
I make it and I sit down. I'm like, I just made a sandwich. Like, I've got my shit together a little bit. I've got all the ingredients and I made this for myself.
And I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. Okay. We're 12 minutes in. I feel bad for our listeners.
I don't.
Okay. Sometimes I just wonder, you know? Like, can you imagine, like, this is the first time that you're listening today and you came here for a queer podcast and you listen to people for 10 minutes talk about their sandwiches?
Well, nothing is gayer than a sandwich, so.
Yeah, that's true. You know what they say.
You know what they say.
If you eat sandwiches, you must be gay.
You must be gay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have, this is kind of advice, but it's a quick question. It's not specific. Okay. It's not specific enough to be a specific.
I will allow it.
Okay. Do you have any advice on disclosing your personal...
Advice? Wrong episode, bitch!
Disclosing your personal relationships or sexuality at work.
Oh.
Make it not a big deal. Just bring it up in regular conversation is what I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
And the thing is maybe tape yourself, like, while you say it. Because then if they have anything fucking to say, you fucking sue their asses.
Well, maybe don't go into it thinking that there's going to be some sort of lawsuit.
Right, I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Okay.
And I'm starting to get paranoid to the point that I'm prepared to start wearing a GoPro at all times. Because all these wrongfully accused people, you know? Like, all the wrongfully accused people that are rotting in jail. Wrong place, wrong time, and they're toast.
Right.
So if you had a GoPro, you could prove it. I watched this one documentary of this guy who literally, the only reason he's not in jail for murder is because the night that this person was murdered, this girl was murdered, he was at a baseball game. But he had to prove he was at that baseball game. And he didn't have any evidence. He didn't have photos. He didn't have any tickets or anything like that. And
good thing he caught the ball.
pretty much, almost. The only reason that he got away with it is because there happened to be some weird, random, like, comedy show filming there that night. And they went through all the footage of the entire stadium. And then he remembered there was some cameras filming that didn't look like stadium cameras. And it was this comedy scene that they were filming mid-game. And he happened to be in one of the footage tapes. And that's the only reason he's not on for murder.
Okay.
Because everything else pointed to
him
being
on. So there's Bree's advice for you.
So when coming out at work, make sure you're
always
wearing
a GoPro. Strapped to the head.
Honestly, like, I'm starting to think
No, I think your first advice before you went on a horrific tangent was probably the best. I've always just brought it up in a casual way. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if there's an issue, I'll bring out the GoPro. But usually I don't bring it out right away. Treat it as a non-issue until it is.
Yeah, that's better advice.
Yeah. Really?
What? Cancel the Amazon order for GoPro.
Yikes.
I know, I've gone down a dark hole.
Yeah.
But it really is. You know when people say, what's your biggest fear? That's now my biggest fear. Being wrongfully accused of something I didn't do.
I did watch that Olympic athlete one. Mm. And it didn't give me any fear. Oscar Pistorius about killing his girlfriend. The only fear it gave me was his neighbors talking about things that they heard.
Yeah.
And the only fear that that instilled in me is the amount of weird shit me and my roommates scream at one another.
Yeah.
And what that could be interpreted as from a neighbor.
Oh, 100%. Since watching that, me and Julia have literally said to each other three times, like, the other day she was, like, so tired getting out of bed, so jokingly she was like, help! Help! Like,
and
joking.
And your GoPro on, you're like, shit!
Better show that she's just tired. Yeah. But, like, if she happened to die that morning, like, I left and then she happened to die.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone would say, our neighbors would say, I heard her screaming help.
Yeah. And you were like, she was!
And I'm like, she was.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? I'm like, oh, because her knees were sore while getting out of bed.
She's 36,
she's very
you see.
Strange. She's a strange individual. So, yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, Jesus. Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Okay. How do I begin to date and tell someone I'm not looking for anything serious because I've just come out and want to date casually? So I think what this person's asking is, like, they want to dip their toe in, they want to date casually, they don't want to jump right into a relationship. How do you express that? Yeah, that's the end of their question.
I would express that by, here's the tricky part, expressing that.
Mm. Yes. The real trick of it all, communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you had to watch that sleight of hand there.
Yeah. Sean's doing hedge tricks in this closet.
I'm a firm believer in, especially on apps, I'm a firm believer in just laying it out there, because it's like, you don't know these people. And if you say, hey, this is what I'm looking for, and be open and honest right away, half the time, some people, when I said that, like, if I was just out of a relationship, I never really had the I was just out kind of, because when I was just out, I was like, let's do this thing. Mm-hmm. But it was more like in the times that I was just out of a relationship and I wanted to date casually, I would just say, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious. If that's okay with you, we can press on.
Yeah.
Some people would be like, oh, that's totally cool. Like, neither am I. Or fuck you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you get a huge array of responses.
Totally.
But it's out of the way.
Yeah.
And if that person is going to have an issue with you dating casually and not wanting something serious, well, at least it's out of the way now. And you don't have to go on a first date and figure that out. You know?
Totally. That's the thing, is like, there's nothing wrong about wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong about wanting to move things quickly or be serious. And there's also nothing wrong with wanting to be slow or date casually or not date at all. Like, all those things are okay. It's just the lack of communication that gets you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think it's totally valid for people to be on apps and going on dates with people to then find out that they don't want anything serious, to be frustrated because they're taking up their time when they're actually actively looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's also unfair for people. I've been in this place where I've communicated that I don't want anything serious. And then the person says, okay, that's fine. And then they get mad at me.
That because in their mind, they're like, they don't want something serious with someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to change their mind.
I'm going to win.
And then I look like the bad guy. Because yeah. Then it's like they tell all their friends, like, oh, Bree, you know, we went on 3 dates and then she just like didn't want to date me anymore or whatever. It's like, well, from the jump, I told you I wasn't interested in a relationship.
Yeah, I started the storyline and you wrote in the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly. So I think bottom line is just communicate from the jump. Like, first communication, let people know what's up.
Maybe not first. I like a back and forth and then hey.
Yeah, not like a hey. Yeah, like,
well, you said first. Hi, my name is Bree. I'm not looking for anything serious.
Okay, what I meant by that was like within the first like long communication or date or yeah. like Zoom call in 2020 or whatever it may be, letting them know. Because I don't think it's fair to go on a full date with someone and then leave that date and maybe they're really excited about it, thinking it's going to go farther.
And you've thrown your burner phone in the garbage
yeah,
and
you're like,
are
see you
moving
later.
Towns.
Yeah. So I think yeah, there's nothing wrong with communicating. And if you're on the other side of this and you've ever been someone who's being communicated with, listen. Because something that I have learned in my old age is that at the end of the day, there's not a lot of actual reading between the lines. Like, I used to do that a lot to myself. I used to think, like, oh, well, they said this, but maybe they meant this. No, they probably just meant what they fucking said.
Yeah.
Like, they probably, when they said that they weren't into you, they probably weren't
into
you.
Unless there's, like, a wink at the end of it.
Oh.
No, and a way that I used to do it, and it worked pretty well for me, is, first of all, you know, if you're I'm going to assume because of COVID and, like, everything, this is online, on apps and such. After some back and forth, I would usually be like, hey, just wondering what you're looking for. Because then they tell you what they're looking for, and then you can say, okay, no. Or you can say, hey, I'm actually not looking for something serious, but like, I enjoy your time, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, I like to phrase it as a question and then you can get off your back how you're feeling and what you're looking for. And then you can also in turn see what they are looking for.
That's very good advice.
Thank you.
You're better at giving advice than I am.
Well, yeah. Yours went into some psychotic GoPro scenarios. So, I'm going to say today specifically, I'm definitely better.
Okay, next question. This person either doesn't know or they're just asking hypothetically. So the question is, Sean, would you let Bree set you up on a blind date? So either they don't know that you have a boyfriend or they're just asking in general, like, would you? So I think let's take it hypothetically. Like, would we let each other set us up on blind dates if we didn't have partners?
Yeah, I would honestly, if I didn't have my lovely boyfriend, I would let any of my friends set me up on blind dates.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like there's so much fucking trickery going on apps and online anyways that almost every date is a blind date.
That's true. You know what? That's the difference, though. I'm not concerned about it being a blind date. Like, when I dated before being in a relationship, I'll go on a date with pretty much anyone. I'm not kidding you. Like,
yeah, no, we know.
I just like to get to know different people.
Slutbags McGee over there.
Okay, fair. I like to get to know different people. I genuinely just enjoy, I find people interesting.
Yes.
So, like, to me, honestly, even if I wasn't, like, from the jump really sure that I was going to be interested in that person long-term romantically, not to say I wasn't sure that I was or wasn't going to be, I would just go on the date because I just find it interesting to get to know the person. Maybe they'll change my mind. Who knows? The issue isn't that it's going to be a blind date and I can't bet this person before and I can't decide if I'm attracted to them before and all that.
So what's the issue?
The issue I is that I don't have my GoPro ready. Right. No. The issue at hand is that I feel like I like to be in control outside of my friends' opinions on somebody. In a weird way, I would hate the idea of one of my friends being like, oh, this is my best friend and you're my best friend, or like, this is my friend and like, I introduced you and I like, blah, blah, blah. Right. And, like, being involved. I like my partners. As much as, like, we know from previous episodes talking about how it's not always possible to have a lot of degrees of separation, I like my partner to be my partner. I don't want my partner to be best friends with my best friend.
Right. Well, I'm not, like, really, like, territorial over it. So, mm-hmm. If somebody I know mm-hmm. is like, hey, I think that you would jive well with this person, mm-hmm. I would be like, sure, let's figure it out. If it doesn't work out, sure. If it did work out, sure.
Okay, well...
But I have a boyfriend and you have a girlfriend, so...
So we're not in this struggle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like that.
Okay, Gabers, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about something that we've recently experienced. And yes, I say experienced because Magic Spoon, the cereal, is incredible. And you need to hear about it. So growing up, I was obsessed with cereal. But as I got older, it was super sugary and way too sweet for me. So it kind of lost... that fun vibe, but the nostalgia of having a bowl of cereal is still there, which is why we're so excited to find Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has four flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. My personal favorite is cocoa, and it tastes amazing, but it has 0 grams of sugar and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Plus, it has 11 grams of protein. It's keto friendly, gluten friendly, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. Basically, it's incredible, and you can go to magicspoon.com/explain right now to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code explain at checkout to get free shipping, which is huge. I hate paying for shipping. So again, you can go to magicspoon.com/explain and use the code explain for free shipping on a variety pack of Magic Spoon. Thank you so much to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. Let's get back to it.
Someone asked how long we've been friends. And we're going to fight about this.
Yeah.
I've lost count, honestly.
I think at this juncture, it's like 4 years.
Is it 4 years? That's a long time.
It's at least 3 VNDSs.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Maybe four. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Thank you. Fight.
I think now that you say it, four.
Yeah.
Because the one we met at would have been 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's coming up. January. Is VNDS usually in, like, February?
It is.
Oh,
so that would probably be 5.
My God.
So it's, like, between... It's, I would say, just over 4.
Yeah, just over 4.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, yeah. In some ways, that's crazy to me because I'm like, that's a long time to know someone. But in some ways, I feel like I've known you for a lot longer.
Yeah, and I would say knowing
mm-hmm.
One way to put it. Yeah. I knew of you when we first met then, you know? It's like, and right. for the first yeah. few years of us being friends, we weren't incredibly close.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, now I know too much.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is such a specific question. I almost want to ask it just in case you have an opinion.
Okay. Well, listen, I always have an opinion.
What are y'all's thoughts on the Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Legend of Korra franchise?
Oh, that is too specific. I don't really know anything about them.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, I was so curious if you were going to be like, oh, let me tell you.
No, I know people are, like, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But I just never, like, really got into it.
Are there any, like, franchises or, like, things that have gone past you just, like, whether it's reading the book, watching the TV show, watching the movie, like getting into outside of it? Like,
oh, I have a big one, Breaking Bad. I didn't watch Breaking okay. Bad when it came out. It probably was like 2 or 3 years into the show, and mm-hmm. I just felt like I had missed it. Like
yeah.
I had like the ship was gone.
Yeah.
And it was also on AMC. Like it wasn't, you know, yeah. 2020 where I yeah. could just full stream it. And then I just watched the entirety of Breaking Bad with my boyfriend over this lovely quarantine time.
See, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And do you like love it?
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those things that, like, I feel like it would have been better in the moment because it was, like, such a huge, like, cultural
and
thing,
everyone was,
you know?
Like, talking about it.
Yeah. And it's weird to see, I was saying, how that show is filmed and set up and the storyline and kind of that style of TV. Mm-hmm. I feel like Breaking Bad, I know there was like The Sopranos and everything before that, but Breaking Bad was almost like the beginning of that kind of style of HBO show, you
yes,
know?
Yes, totally.
I know it was on AMC, but...
But that style.
Yeah, so it was interesting going...
That level of acting for a TV show and like level of like...
Awards just, and yeah, like, everything. You know, so it was interesting going back and seeing that because now I almost feel like sometimes we're so lucky because mm-hmm. TV is so good right now.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
TV is insanely good.
Yeah, like, I remember when we were kids and we would watch, or, like, even teenagers, like, yeah. It was, like, you had sitcoms.
Yeah.
Or,
like, cop shows.
Yeah, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whereas now it's, like, basically TV shows are, like, 8-part movies.
And, obviously, there's, like, the X-Files and stuff, mm-hmm. but, like, horror was yeah. not really something that had... as many TV shows.
Yeah, totally.
It was like, if you wanted horror, you'd watch a movie. And now the fact that my psycho ass can have horror TV shows, iconic, brilliant.
Love that.
But anyways, Avatar The Last Airbender, yeah. I still miss that one. So I don't have an opinion on it.
Oh, is Avatar just Avatar? Or is this like a second The Last Airbender?
Are you talking like the blue Avatar?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that
no.
not what we're going with
oh,
right now?
No. Oh.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
No, Avatar The Last Airbender is, person who is an airbender, and there's like air, fire, they're like all these different tribes.
Okay, so this is
they're not
Avatar.
Blue,
this
they're
isn't
not blue.
Like the Avatar that I
no,
saw
no,
when I was like 14.
Not the incredibly popular yeah. James Cameron movie.
Got it. Okay, see, I was about to think, God, I was supposed to go on a rant about it. Avatar,
right? No, 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 it's like there's like all these different tribes, fire, wind. No. Air, I guess wind and air.
Okay, so yeah, I guess
water.
I have no opinion on that too.
Yeah.
The only shows that, like, the shows that I can think of that surpassed just me watching them are so random. Like, meaning when they spilled into my life and, like, my friendships and, like, talking outside of the shows with people. Like, obviously, there's shows that I've really loved, but the ones that have, like, spilled into... anywhere close to, like, how people get really, like, into it and, like, make fan fiction and stuff, for me, are so random, like...
You're telling me you didn't make James Cameron Avatar fanfic?
No, I didn't. Although...
You're like, fuck me like you fucked that planet.
Honestly, those avatars were hot.
Yeah.
Zoe, whatever her name is.
Yeah, I'm like, touch your little ponytail to mine.
Seriously, absolutely. Oh my God. There's definitely so much fanfic on that. I should look that up.
Absolutely.
But okay, so the first one that I can think of that really like was a moment in my life, like a cultural moment, was Jersey Shore.
Oh God.
Literally my whole high school, it took over my high school. Like we watched Jersey Shore and it was like Jersey Days, like every Thursday it was
oh,
on.
No.
And literally it was like such a big thing, because once again, this was in the time, in the olden days, when, like, you had to be at your TV at the time it's going to play,
yep.
and people would all be on, like, MSN Messenger afterwards, or, like, Facebook Messenger.
On Thursdays.
Like, talking about what just happened. Or you wouldn't even talk to people the next day at school. It was, like, the biggest talk about what happened on Jersey Shore.
Right.
And everyone was having, like, Jersey Shore-themed party buses, or birthday parties where everyone had to dress Jersey Shore.
GTL, baby.
And it was, like, such a big thing. And, like, other than that, like, that was the first time that a show, like, I didn't just watch it and like it for myself. I would actually, like, go to school and, like, talk to friends about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope that really helped guide your opinion on Avatar The Last Airbender.
No, Jersey Shore. Yeah. Let's get into that a little further. You know what? The Q&As are about us, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
At the
Listen,
bottom line,
every episode is about us.
This is about
to
us.
A fault.
Okay. What are your thoughts on opposites attract versus being super similar to your significant other? What are your thoughts on that?
I think... opposites do attract, but I don't think attraction necessarily means longevity. And I think that people almost put too much focus on that phrase, mm-hmm. opposites attract. You're like always almost looking for somebody opposite to you.
Right.
I think you can have a strong, healthy relationship with somebody that is very opposite to you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boyfriend, I would say, are quite different in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But you can also have a great relationship with somebody that is very similar to you.
Totally. And I think both things are going to lead to struggles.
Yeah. I think it's what struggles come from it.
Totally.
I think opposites do perhaps attract more, which can lead to more battles. But I think that also can lead to more growth. And I think that similarities can lead to a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
And love in that way, that you feel understood more.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
Like, for me personally, I could not date someone like me.
Well, you are horrible.
Like, I meet people, like, do you ever have these weird moments in life?
That you meet somebody that you
That's like you?
Yeah.
And you realize this is probably how I come off to other people, whether it's good or bad. And it's kind of like a freaky out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
I've only had this a few times because there's a difference, right? Like, I think me and you are similar in a lot of ways.
Right.
But I would never think that, like, people, we would come off the same to people. Like, we're so different in a lot of ways that I don't think if we, like, both walked into a room, first impression, people would write down the same things.
Siblings. Twins.
Also dating.
Yeah. Twin lovers.
So, but I have had maybe two times in my life where I've met someone and I'm like, this is eerie because that's me. Like, I can tell that their personality is very much in line with mine, and the way that I am taking them in is probably how people take me in. And sometimes it's kind of startling, right? And I think a lot of times, like, those types of people, I am not attracted to.
Right.
Because I think I can be a lot, right?
Can you?
Can. And a lot of times when I realize that those people are like me, it's because I'm initially thinking, like,
I hate them.
Don't get why. I don't get why we're like oil and water.
Right.
Because it almost feels like we're opposite, but it's not. It's that we're too similar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we can't mesh together properly because, like, there's nowhere for me to fit in you because you're already me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I think, like, there's different things that I think work when you're similar, and there's different things that I think work when you're different, and vice versa. Like, there's other things that I think being opposites are going to be really difficult in a relationship. Like, if you're opposites in the way that you like to spend your money or save your money, if you're opposites in, like, a priority list, or, like, when it comes to things like faith or family.
Bucket list things.
Yeah. Like, those kids, like, what you like to do on the weekends, like, even stuff that seems smaller, like, can end up causing rifts in relationships. But there's some things that it's really great to be opposites about because it creates balance. And I would say me and my girlfriend are very opposite. And we have both of those things.
She's palatable.
We have things that are great because we're opposite. And we have things that are a nightmare because we're opposite. Because it's like, how are you not getting where I'm coming from with this? Because to me, it makes complete sense. And to her, it does not.
It's also dangerous because me and my boyfriend are opposites, but we're similar in the way that we're both stubborn, which makes opposites even more fun.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm like, we're opposites, but I'm also right.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So I think, honestly, wow, I'm really happy me and you got that off our chest.
Yeah.
I think hopefully both of our lovely significant others are listening and feeling that passion coming from our voices about the joy of being opposites.
It is funny, though, because I would say me and my boyfriend are decently opposite on a lot of things. However, we have learned that he is very similar to you in a lot of things.
Yes, which is interesting.
Super interesting.
Because what that tells me is you met me 4 years ago and you've been trying to find me.
How can I fuck her?
And finally, Corey has filled that hole in your life, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you guys.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah.
Do you ever just say Brie accidentally?
All the time.
Yeah. Well, the good news is if I ever drop dead or if I, you know, flee the country, Corey can just sub in.
I'll have a GoPro to prove it's not me.
Absolutely. We're both wearing our GoPros right now. You can't see it because you're like, listening.
Just try something. Just fucking try it.
Got you on video. All right. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure that you are following or subscribed. Please also leave us a rating. 5 stars only. We really, really appreciate it. Share us with your friends and family and follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast, both on Instagram and on TikTok. And you can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And we want to give a big shout out to our patron, Aiden, for generously supporting this podcast. It means so, so much to us. Seriously, we cannot say that enough. And to all of our patrons over on Patreon, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to check that out yourself, you can go check the link in our Instagram bio. There's going to be merch, Patreon tiers, all sorts of fun stuff for you to check out. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Opposites might be attractive, but you know it's not attractive?
What?
Rating less than 5 stars.